Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music. Historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conte in the Secret Museum.
Welcome to another edition of the Secret Museum of the Air. This is Pat Conte, here with producer in spirit, Citizen Kafka. And tonight's program is Black Music in the New World, Part 2, promised some years ago, where we left you off just at the verge of the calypso boom of the 1930s. And we are going to continue, literally, from where we left off. And we'll start the set with King Radio, or Norman Spann, and his performance of Matilda, recorded in Trinidad in the 1930s. We'll follow that with the Attila, singing Roosevelt in Trinidad. And lastly, we'll hear from King Radio, Brown Skin Gal, three of the most well-known and best-beloved calypso hits of the 1930s. Only three of them, but more to come on the Secret Museum. But first, King Radio, a.k.a. Norman Spann, and his version of Matilda.
Matilda, believe me friends, it's Matilda. What it is at all? Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda,
loss of loss,
Matilda,
what it at all?
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
It really hurt me friends, but what to do? Now listen to the woman draft up from mud of water. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Never me friend to love again. Now listen to me money gone in vain. Oh Lord, it is Matilda that take me money and gone Venezuela.
Matilda,
say it out boys.
Matilda,
I've got a fall.
Matilda, take me money and run Venezuela.
$5,000 friends are lost. The woman himself make cat and horse. Oh Lord, Matilda, she take me money and gone Venezuela. My money was to buy a house and land. Now listen as she draft a serious plan. Fire, water, Matilda, she take me money and gone Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda,
hit it out boys,
Matilda,
I get a fall,
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
My money was quite inside the bed, choke up in the mattress right below my head. Oh lost it is Matilda that take me money and gone Venezuela. Feel a jumbie shove me head. He said, boy, no money inside the bed. Oh, loss of loss is Matilda. She take your money and gone Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda,
get it out, boys.
Matilda,
I get a fall.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
When I took my hand was all in vain. Right on the spot, I got this serious pain. Mold of water, Matilda, she take me money and gone Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda,
da da da,
Matilda,
bo, 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 bo.
Matilda,
she take me money and she gone Venezuela. Everybody.
Came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to the island is bound to be an epoch in local history, definitely marking a new era between Trinidad and America. Enthusiasm and jubilation was evinced by the entire population. Friendship for the USA was shown, and from the house of the stars and stripes were flown. Port of Spain threw open her gates to the President of the United States. In fact, everybody was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. We are privileged to see the Democratic President of the Great Republic, with his charming and genial personality and his wonderful urbanity. We were struck by his modest style and was intrigued by the famous Roosevelt smile. No wonder everybody was glad at the great honor shown Trinidad. We understand that the president had just been on a visit to Brazil and the Argentine, with Mr. Cordell Hull in attendance, where they took part in a peace conference to stop war and atrocity and make the world safe for democracy, the greatest event of the century in the interest of suffering humanity.
And everybody there was jumping. You gotta hear the chorus, the band was singing.
Brown King John, stay home on my baby. Brown King John, stay home on my baby. I'm going away in a sailing boat, and if I don't come back, stay home on my baby.
And they made an invasion. I mean it was a help to the island, but the lazy girls on probation is our native voice of to mind. Yeah, children,
Brown King John, stay home on my baby. Brown King John, stay home on my baby. Going away in a sailing boat, and if I don't come back, stay home on my baby.
A story of Millie. I mean she made a nice blue-eyed baby, but the day she stands as a mother, but over 4 years when she ain't seen the father. Everybody was to their pleasure while the music played to its leisure, but I heard an accent was louder, and when I look outside was a Yankee. So listen, Brown King, yeah,
stay home on my baby. He says, Brown King, yeah, still my mom, baby. He says, look, I'm going away. He no sailing boat. And if I don't come back, still my mom, baby. Now, boys.
Brown King, yeah, still my mom, baby. Brown King, yeah, still my mom, baby. I'm going away in a sailing boat. And if I don't come back, still my mom, baby.
John Buddy Williams and his Blue Rhythm Orchestra, recorded at the Sah Gomes Studio in Trinidad, British West Indies, that in the 1940s for the Keskadee label, named after the Keskadee, the bird, which is actually pictured on the label. There they were accompanying King Radio, or Norman Spann, in one of many, many, many versions of the great song Brown Skin Girl. Before that, we heard from the Attila, and his version of Roosevelt in Trinidad, a song I remember from more than 20 years ago, covered by Ry Cooder on his second album. That version, recorded with some maniacal quattro in the background, if you could hear it, in New York in February of 1937. And we started the set once again with Norman Spann, under the banner of King Radio. This another Decca recording, recorded in Trinidad in the 1930s, Matilda. That's a song I grew up with, by Harry Belafonte, and I'm sure many of you remember it. So to begin tonight's program, I think that was a good start. Some of the roots of rap, although I'm sure that will annoy some people out there, but that is certainly part of the brew, not too far lost in antiquity. Speaking of Kiskadees, we go to the Kiskadee Trio. This was a group, actually a super group, if you could imagine, cream of the Trinidad artists, featuring Raymond Quevedo, Egbert Moore, and Neville Marcano, or otherwise the Attila, the Tiger, and what was Egbert's name now? Lord Beginner, that's what it was. We'll hear their version of Dingo Lay, credited to Attila, Beginner, and Tiger. And here you hear a real Calypsonian fight going on, reminiscent of a stick fight, or a cricket game, if you like that better. This recorded in March 15th of 1935 in New York City. From there, and keeping with a theme of some more older styles, we'll hear Congo Barra, another side by the same group. This recorded 3 days later in the studio in 1935. And lastly in the set, we'll hear from The Caresser and his anti-Shango song called Shango, and which has some interesting topical lyrics. Topical is the topic tonight here on the Secret Museum, as this program will unfold before you. But first, let's now listen to the Kiskadee Trio and Dingo Lay.
I took my donkey to sandy ground and it bit off the hands of a Chinaman.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
Attila, tell me if it is right. Some people say my donkey does bite.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
All over the city of Port of Spain, don't ask how my donkey can make his name.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
My donkey is a donkey, don't make no fun. If you're not a good jockey, you're obliged to run. Yeah.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
I don't know what's the people reason. They better know my donkey have license.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
It is universally known in any battle, my donkey can hold his own.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
Pity quand y est bien dangereux, tout ce monde l'a dit, y est bien désolé.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
I heard them say how my donkey grow. It seems like they want to give it mal joe.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
The whole thing is true jealousy, because they want to buy me donkey from me.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
Atagalagalang, me donkey dong dong. Balabalabala, me donkey dong dong.
Dingo lay, oh.
From heavy load, my donkey don't choke. You can bet your life my donkey can walk.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
Oh, me donkey, me donkey, me donkey, me donkey, me donkey. Your lossy loves his honey.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
They want to put me donkey in pawn for spy, just because I know my donkey can fight.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
When he's on a journey, he always goes straight. You can bet your life he's a heavyweight.
Dingo lay, oh, yes, me donkey dong dong.
By from the Madi, Pisky Malewe,
Pisane Lebe, Medellin, and I Congo Barra.
Grandpapa, when you wanna dig my time, Mama, when I play with you,
Pisane Lebe, Medellin, and I Congo Barra.
Congo Barra, judge and jury gon' try me for murder.
Pisane Lebe, Medellin and I, Congo Barra.
The Greyhound Crossing and Tuna Pun, Congo Barra, your papa, your baby rape.
Pisane Lebe, Medellin and I, Congo Barra.
Medellin and I, Congo Barra, and the Madi Jab, Madi Sole.
Pisane Lebe, Congo Barra,
Congo Barra, Congo Lawa, Congo Semate, Ike Mara,
Pisane Lebe, Medellin by Congo Barra,
Medellin by Congo Barra, Medellin Sotinu Kamande,
Pisane Lebe, Medellin by Congo Barra,
Atila begin a repeat, I got no cash until so in America,
Pisane Lebe.
Metelime by Congo Barra, Metelime by Selewala,
Pisane Lebe, Metelime by Congo Barra.
Congo Barra is Piki Desole, Congo Barra is Jabma Dangere,
Pisane Lebe, Metelime by Congo Barra.
Metelime by Congo Barra, Metelime by Barra.
Pisane Lebe, Medellin by Congo Barra.
You go a shango before the cock crow a shango.
Oi, 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 shango. Why, ay, 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 shango. All about you go a shango before the cock crow a shango.
I don't know why some black people indulge in nothing but evil, plunging themselves below the level, boasting they could invoke the devil.
Oi, 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 shango. Why, ay, 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 shango. All about you go a shango before the cock crow a shango.
Some again in the road big midday, right away would catch the rare, while others will dance a manja the famous spirit with 12 horsepower.
Oi, 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 shango. Why, ay, 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 shango. All about you go a shango before the cock crow a shango.
The famous seed better known as the Obi could bring the yoke a master jambi, and when he go back you hear them say, Okun Okun Abatalae.
Oi, 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 shango. Why, ay, 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 shango. All about you go is shango before the cock crow is shango.
One day I went in a shango tent, the most miserable day I ever spent. A woman and start a butt, they said she had a spirit with 20 foot. So,
oh, oi, 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 shango. Why, ay, 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 shango. All about you go is shango before the cock crow is shango.
When the spirits start to manifest, I love the love felt a lump in my chest. I never see a greedy woman like that. She'd over 10 pounds a cuckoo flat. So,
oh, oi, 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 shango. Why, ay, 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 shango. All about you go is shango before the cock crow is shango.
Beating of the drums and the spirit to the head, and give them power to wake up any dead with the crapo and the indigo blue, the rum, the rice and the meatless callaloo.
Oi, 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 shango. Why, ay, 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 shango. All about the gold is shango before the crapo is shango.
Shango, by the Caresser. Some interesting sentiment there, and a recording from Trinidad for export, and appeared on American Decca Records, really targeted for the West Indian communities, such as those in Harlem, New York, or Harlem, USA, and where these records sold fairly well. Before that, too, from the triumvirate known as the Keskedi Trio, Quevedo, Moore, and Marcano, better known as Attila, Beginner, and Tiger. Two more Decca recordings, these actually from New York in March of 1935, some Calypsonian War and other sounds on record. Calypso industry, as far as records went, started fairly early in the British West Indies, as we alluded to in part one of the program. Groups like Lovey's Band and some others made some of the first early acoustic records, made without the benefit of a microphone. And by the 1930s, the immediate pre-war years, it was really peaked. And Decca seemed to be the leader, both U.S. Decca and British Decca, bringing some of the really finest recordings, sound-wise and lyric-wise, music-wise, of the era. We'll be hearing some more of that, but while we mentioned the UK, let's listen to a recording made in London for the Parlophone label. We'll hear an early one by the great Lord Kitchener and his topical song to start off our topical set called The Underground Train, and this will feature Cyril Blake's Calypso Serenaders backing him up, directed by Denis Preston. We'll follow that with The Lion, and another great topical song, this one called Bing Crosby, celebration of Mr. Crosby's music. You'll even hear some snippets of tunes like Pennies from Heaven. This one, The Lion, here is accompanied under the direction of Joseph Griffith by the Sagoms Rhythm Boys, this recorded in Trinidad in about 1935 or so. And lastly in the set, we'll hear from both The Lion and the Attila in another fight setting. Aptly, the tune, The Lewis Schmeling Fight. This one recorded in Trinidad, recording another historic event, as was a favorite topic of the Calypsonians, obviously. So, some topical songs starting with The Underground Train by Kitch.
Never me again, go back on that underground trail. I took the train to Lancaster Gate, and the trouble that I met, I am going to relate. Well, friends, I had to call to a policeman when I lose my way in the tube station. But boy, I'm going to walk the journey and I'm bad alone, I'm bad alone, I'm bad alone. My first misery is when I embark at Piccadilly. I went down below, I stand up in the crowd, don't know where to go. I decided to follow a young lady. Well, I nearly met with my destiny. That night was bad luck for Kitchener. I fall down on the escalator. So boys, I'm going to walk the journey and the morning. Hello! Something happened worse than the fall. I jump in the train, I sat down on a seat, relaxing the brain. I started to admire a young lady's face. Through the admiration, I passed the place. To tell you the truth, I was in a mush when I find myself quite at Shepherd's Bush. So boys, I'm going to walk the journey, and the body's misery. Nothing on a taxi. I'm going to walk the journey, and the body's misery. And wait on another train to Lancaster Gate. Then a lady came up, directing me where about to stop. She said to find the place isn't hard at all. I will see the name written on the wall. Well, all I could look, friends, I couldn't see.
brought me back to Piccadilly.
The boys are on the walk, the journey on the body of Piccadilly.
All the world's famous singers that I have ever seen on the movie screen. Of all the world's famous singers that I have ever seen on the movie screen. Lawrence Tibbett and Nelson Eddy, Donald Norvis and Morton Downey, Kenny Baker and Rudy Valley. But the crooning prodigy is Bing Crosby. Bing has a way of singing with his very heart and soul, which captivates the world. His millions of listeners never fail to rejoice at his golden voice. They love to hear his la-da-dee-la. So sweetly and with such harmony, thrilling the world with his melody. Mention must be made of Bing's romantic life, centered on his wife. As lovely as the soft silks of poetic dreams, her smile is like the moonbeam. A former star, we know she can sing, but now her voice she has reserved for her sons and Bing. So, so happy must be Bing Crosby, but he has married a beauty like Dixie Lee. I wonder if you heard him singing the song, may I be the only one to say I. And yet I wonder if you heard again, every time it rains, pennies from heaven. But Love Thy Neighbor was the most thrilling song. And get along, little doggy, get along so sweetly and with such harmony, thrilling the world with his melody. Bing has a most interesting personality, beloved universally. He has two pet racehorses, Double Trouble and Ligarotti. Pipe smoking is his hobby. He has a queer eccentricity. He takes off his hat very infrequently. So one and all, less unanimously, shout three cheers for his golden voice prodigy.
Between Schmeling and Joe Louis is an epic in boxing history. The fight between Schmeling and Joe Louis is an epic in boxing history. The critics said the Bumba lost the fight that night because he couldn't stop Maxie smashing right. Though with disappointment he is now faced, he has been defeated but not disgraced. Joe Louis, born in obscurity, adjudged by the whole of boxing progeny. In a few short years he had traveled far, a shining star in Fistiana. Acclaimed by even the most critical, has been spectacular and phenomenal. He achieved in 1 year, as is known by you, what it took the champions a lifetime to do.
As an admirer of Joe Louis, with what you are saying, I'm bound to agree. I do appreciate your song, but on the night of the fight, boy, something that was wrong. It wasn't the same Bumba that we saw, smashing Bay and Carnera all the floor. I wouldn't say it was dope or conspiracy, but the whole thing looked extremely funny to me.
Now staging a
Kamba campaign, and none can deny he's making his name.
Whoever the Bamba meet, come what may, he mean to uppercut them to kill and slay.
Pay no attention to what you've been told.
He is bound to be the champion now of the world.
And though he has absorbed so much pain,
well, Schmeling wouldn't like to meet him again.
And the Lewis Schmeling fight there signaled by the cuckoo clock ending. Recorded in Trinidad by the Lion and the Attila there, accompanied by Gerald Clark's band. The Serenaders, I'm not sure, but Gerald Clark is another name to be reckoned with in 1930s, 1940s, and I believe 1950s Calypso records. These are some of the classics that we've been listening to today. Before that, the Lion and his Pain to Bing Crosby. And we started with Lord Kitch up top and his song about the Underground Train, recorded in London for Parlophone with Cyril Blake's Calypso Serenaders. Some topical songs there and more to come here on the Secret Museum of the Air. If you're just joining us, this is part two of Black Music in the New World. And in future programs, we do promise to get to all those little corners that we usually bypass. But tonight we're trying to pack a lot of music in this short hour that we have together and a lot of information. And while we're on the subject of information, I wanted to mention a really terrific study that was recently published called Callaloo, a study of Trinidad Calypso from 1784 to 1950. This is really a remarkable work, years in preparation, and it was done by a professor, Donald Hill. And he can be contacted at the Departments of Black Hispanic Studies and Anthropology, the State University College, Oneonta, New York, 13820. That's the Department of Black Hispanic Studies, Anthropology, State University College, Oneonta, New York, 13820. Callaloo by Donald Hill. Pick it up and just be amazed by the information that's in there. Many of the recordings featured on the Secret Museum discussed at length the background, the artists, and the whole panorama of the music, and a really terrific work. If you are just joining us now, we're on the last leg of our trip to the British West Indies in the 1930s. This is Black Music in the New World Part 2, another installment of a mini-series within a series, that series being the Secret Museum of the Air, a program produced by Citizen Kafka and myself, your host Pat Conti, for this broadcast of Great Calypsos in the 1930s. For our last set, we'll be listening to some more topical songs, these concerned with the immediate trouble brewing just prior to World War II, and as these themes in the news were woven into Calypsos by the great Calypsonians. We'll hear from the Lion, here accompanied by Gerald Clark's Serenaders, and a tune, actually his second version of this on record, Advantage Mussolini. This recorded for Decca in April of 1936. We'll follow that with The Growler, a man by the name of Errol Duke, known on records as The Growler, and growling the song Hitler Demands. After that, we'll hear from the Attila once again, definitely a favorite on tonight's program, and his song about, actually an answer to Caresser's Edward VIII, this one called Abdication, recorded in New York City in February of 1937. And lastly in the set, you get four for the money here, four calypsos, no waiting. We'll hear Chamberlain Says Peace by Lord Beginner, recorded in Trinidad with the Buddy Williams Orchestra. So for our last set, we start right up top with the Lion and Advantage Mussolini.
Mussolini, you're too brass face and bold. I mean to claim our land that's filled with gold. Mussolini, you two brass face and bold. I mean to claim our land that's filled with gold. Since our forefathers' land you really crave, we're going to fight until we get you in the grave. For advantage was never done, Mussolini, you know you're wrong. Advantage was never done, Mussolini, you know you're wrong. Mussolini, what you think at all? You want to make our king a Boca doll, but you wouldn't live long enough to see the Italian flag upon our country. For we would march forward at the bugle call, fight to the end until the last man falls. Advantage would never done, Mussolini, you know you're wrong. G, advantage would never done, Mussolini, you know you're wrong. Mussolini, that isn't bravery to have acted so advantageously. The way you started, I'm sure it made you shame. So if you win, you cannot say you make your name. And more than that, Selassie is a diplomat. So if you win this war, be sure I'll eat my hat. Advantage was never done, Mussolini, you know you're wrong. G, advantage was never done, Mussolini, you know you're wrong. The Abyssinian heroes all declare, Mussolini, you better be aware. Over Selassie, you thought you would prevail. You went to meet a fish, but bounce up a whale. And we would never cease until we see him dead. For we mean to tear brass out of his head. Advantage, but never done, Mussolini, you know you're wrong. G, advantage, but never done, Mussolini, you know you're wrong.
But let me tell you this, me lad. Ah, Mr. Hitler, you're playing mad. But let me tell you this, me lad. You say you're tough and strong enough, but to me, you only pelt and bluff. But Hitler, take things easily, otherwise it ought to run you out of Germany. This is a thing I can understand. Oh, why the man wants so much land? And I wonder why he's so bold. It seems as though he wants to rule the world. The more he gets, the more he craves. He gets his heart, so why don't he behave? But it'll take things easily, otherwise he's sure to run you out of Germany. Hitler, boy, the Kaiser did more than you, and at the end we put him through. He had some mad dogs up on the track, only barking at the Union Jack. And at the crash, he couldn't stay. He had to take train and run away. But Hitler, take things easily, otherwise you sort of fear the St. Peter's here. Hitler, boy, you had some evil in mind. That is why you fortified the Rhine. And you pass your troops in the night, pretending that you want to fight. Only you plot, you bluff a lot. And through that, plenty land you got. But Hitler, please don't tackle me, otherwise it's sure to run you out of Germany. You gave Mussolini a surprise, when you annexed Austria. That you came back with a bony man, demanding the Sudeten land. We allow him to go further, just now he'll want the British Empire. It'll take things easily, Britain mistress the early land and the sea.
It is the growler.
Shocked me and the whole world too, what a single American girl could do, cause the whole British Empire to moan, and making Edward give up his throne. It was the sensation of the year, and caused repercussions everywhere. When the wires flashed the news round the world, how a Mona fell for a Yankee girl. Now, Edward, we should not criticize, but instead let us sympathize. He might have been impulsive or indiscreet, but you don't know the temptations he had to meet. Mr. Stanley Baldwin besieged the heart of the ex-king he thought he'd reach, but Edward told him, sir, love is blind. You could argue like Paul and make up my mind. Aspersions on Simpson they tried to cast. They even said she had a shady past. They talked a lot of nonsense, but they forgot to mention the real thing the woman got. Possesses, we must agree, a most mysterious personality that can placate English aristocracy and break down the barriers of royalty. Edward's actions we can't deplore, for greater sacrifices we saw. I mean, old Adam, who for the love of Eve, the Garden of Eden had to leave. Though there's no more Edward VIII, through his having to abdicate, as Duke of Windsor he'll ever be loved and revered in our memory.
Please hold your hand, it is time to see. So he told them peace.
Only peace.
He told them to go back.
Only peace.
Don't come on this bar track.
Only peace.
So he told them peace.
Only peace.
Don't destroy the Europe.
Only peace.
And he told them hold up.
Only peace.
So he told them peace.
Only peace.
Told them to realize these are the days we are civilized. So he told them peace.
Only peace.
He told them consider.
Only peace.
Don't slaughter your brother.
Only peace.
Put down the bayonet.
Only peace.
Don't come with the hatchet.
Only peace.
So he told them peace.
Only peace.
Hitler said that he won more land, but the Czechs said they can understand. So he hold them peace.
Only peace.
He told them to hold up.
Only peace.
Don't destroy Europe.
Only peace.
Remember the children.
Only peace.
The young generation.
Only peace.
So he told them peace.
Only peace.
Russia and France said we have to fight. Chamberlain said that it wouldn't be right. So he told them peace.
Only peace.
He went to see Hitler.
Only peace.
To cool down his temper.
Only peace.
To make him consider.
Only peace.
It was in September.
Only peace.
So he told them peace.
Only peace.
don't dig any drains. Please don't start up those aeroplanes. So he told them peace,
only
peace. And he formed a parley,
only peace.
Not to kill nobody,
only peace.
Just to stop the snaring,
only
and stop the preparing,
only.
So he told them peace,
only peace.
Said that he want more peace. Please hold your hand, it is time to cease. So he told them peace,
only peace.
Told them to consent,
only peace.
To put down the armaments,
only peace.
Don't come with the cannon,
only peace.
And put down the wagon,
only peace.
So he told them peace,
only peace.
Chamberlain Says Peace, as declared by Lord Beginner, also known as Egbert Moore, with the Buddy Williams Orchestra, recorded in Trinidad. Before that, the Attila, with Gerald Clark's band, and Abdication, recorded in February of 1937 for Decca. The Growler was before that, also known as Errol Duke, the composer and singer of Hitler Demands. And we started with Hubert Raphael Charles, or The Lion, again here with Gerald Clark and Advantage Mussolini from April of 1936. We'll be ending with a really remarkable recording from the 1920s, this one by Lionel A. Licorice, and it's called I Has the Blues for Thee, Barbados. This is a harbinger of things to come here on The Secret Museum in part three of our theme tonight, to be broadcast sometime in the future. We'll be touching on the Barbados, Nassau, the Bahamas, and Antilles, the other parts of the New World, where some rather interesting recordings were made, let's say, as the understatement of the year in the shellac era. The one interesting fact before we say goodbye and listen to Mr. Licorice is that this man was the quartermaster for the Vestris, the ship that sunk off the coast of Virginia in November of 1928. But he left us this record, I Has the Blues for Thee, Barbados. And so until next week, this is Pat Conti here at the Secret Museum, inviting you to join us again, along with Citizen Kafka, Fare Thee Well.
Every time I have the blues for the
So the gate swing shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air. Hi, this is Citizen Kafka for Pat Conti and myself and the Secret Museum. We have just a few moments left, so we'd like to present some highlights from our show on Black American Gospel Music. We hope you enjoy it. See you again here at the Secret Museum.
Every word of God is right. Oh, he keeps me tender. He's my all in all. And I will answer to his call. So sweetly abide within. Well, you to him I will come in. For he'll go with you to the end.
Creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I thank God. Creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I'm going home.
Did no Pharaoh
get lost, get lost, get lost.
Did no Pharaoh
get lost. Yes, try to cross the Red Sea. Creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I thank God. Creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I'm going home. I'm going home.
Well, this country going to be lost if we keep on the way it's going. We can't hardly have a little church in town, for the preacher's all drinking moonshine. But God, I don't like it.
I don't either.
Man, God, no,
I don't either.
Man, God,
whoa, I don't either. Sin and shame.
Well, the preacher went to the sister's house. She asked him to rest his hat. Now he began to laugh and grin. So, sister, tell me where your husband at. But God, I don't like it.
No, I don't.
tone. Well, they tell me the streets are burned, and they tell me the gates are gold. Makes my trouble my heart
so hard.
Yes, my trouble my heart
so hard.
Yes, my trouble my heart
so hard.
Yes, it's been my trouble. Yes, my trouble my heart
so hard.
Yes, I know my trouble my
heart so hard. I think because I'm happy. Yes, I think because
how I wish I had some more.
Breeze with us tonight.
All them lasses in that place.
Breeze with us tonight.
Soft boy, soft, don't be too late.
Breeze with us tonight.
Why don't you
come along, little children, come along.
Oh, well then.
While the moon is shining bright, we're going to get on board. Go down the river, for we're going to raid through us tonight. Get on board, children, get on board.
Boom, 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 boom.
While the moon is shining bright, we're going to get on board. Go down the river, for we're going to raid Rooker's tonight.
All them girls are so
glad. So glad I've got religion.
Praise me, Lord.
So glad I've got religion.
Praise me, Lord.
Oh, glad I've got religion.
Praise me, Lord.
I can tell a nation.